This is John Lothian with the daily update of commentary and stories from the first read section of the John Lothian newsletter for September 6, 2021. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. We lead off JLN today with the comments and stories from the hits and takes section. Saturday, I was in the North Lawndale neighborhood of Chicago, one of the poorest in Chicago and home to many black families, for the Eagle Project of William Quarry. William is the son of Robert Quarry, a longtime industry executive whom I first met when he was at GetGo. The younger Quarry is a Boy Scout with Troop 1 from the north side of Chicago. He and some friends from the troop and troop leaders were in this Chicago neighborhood 5 miles west of the Loop that was once a bustling haven for refugees from the Great Chicago Fire of 1871. William's Eagle Project was to build a pergola at the site of a project developed by local community groups to build a cut flower growing and retail operation and an accompanying cafe, for which the pergola would shelter the seating area. The property is owned by the Stone Temple Baptist Church across Douglas Boulevard. The church also has a nearby vegetable and fruit growing area to provide fresh produce for this economically depressed area. During my stay in North Lawndale, William's father Robert shared with me that he had just published a book, the result of his desire to do something productive during the extra time he had during the pandemic. The title of the book is How to Intern Successfully, with a subtitle of Insights and Actions to Optimize Your Experience. Robert wrote the book with John Selby. Robert, who is the founder and CEO of Agile Rainmakers, a high-impact business development consulting and advisory firm based in Chicago's Gold Coast, shared Saturday that he began to think more about interns after presenting in 2018 at the JLN Marketuki Education World of Opportunity event at the Stewart School of Business of Illinois Tech. Before his presentation, he had only one previous intern. Since the intern event, he's had a total of 9. You can find Robert's book on Amazon with a link in today's newsletter. Cash-settled 3-month futures on Bloomberg Short-Term Bank Yield Index, BSBY, are now trading at the CME Group. Heiner Sedell is starting a new position as Lead Litigation and Special Situations PR at Ernst & Young, EY. Since leaving Deutsche Börse in 2018, Sedell has served as a Senior Communications Lead, Germany and Austria, for Freshfields Brookhaus Deringer, and has been a Senior Communications Lead for the Thomas Lloyd Group. The New York Post has a story by Charles Gasparino about Gary Gensler's battle with Robinhood, which is accompanied by a photoshopped image of Gensler as a SEC-tattooed middleweight boxer taking on a boxer with a Robinhood logo on his head. In Dade County, Florida, a state where the governor signed an executive order banning the wearing of masks at schools, 15 members of the Dade County School District passed away from COVID-19 in the last 10 days, Yahoo News reported. Don't miss this week's The Spread, including Suzanne Cosgrove's Options News Update, my tribute to former Bloomberg reporter Matt Leising, he is off to crypto land, and the Term of the Week from Tasty Trade's Jermall Chandler. If you'd like to contribute a Term of the Week to The Spread, please contact me or Suzanne Cosgrove. There were no new donations to the JLN Markets Wiki Education GoFundMe campaign over the weekend. A teammate from my baseball team when I was 9 years old, Robert Bubba Carlson, passed away Sunday at the age of 61. He and I were not close, but he was a memorable baseball player for his ability to hit the ball a ton. Carlson was later a Village of Williams Bay, Wisconsin employee in the Village Hall for many years. Rest in peace, Bubba. Chicago Cubs baseball team, who traded away many of their best players before the August 1 trade deadline, is the hottest team in baseball, having won 6 games in a row. Though they are out of the running for postseason play, they are at least making it fun for their fans with a crew of previously unknown players. The FOW Asia Conference is 2 days away, but you can still register. It is online and will cover such topics as ESG, carbon emission trading in Asia, the options for growing equity derivatives, China's latest access policies for foreign investors, and the changing landscape of digital assets. You can see the full agenda and register with a link in today's newsletter, Suzanne Cosgrove reported. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. The spread. Option traders brace for fall action. OCC volume sets monthly record. John's take on financial journalists. Straddling market uncertainty. The spread for September 3rd, 2021. In this week's options news, Delta variant dense U.S. jobs data. Will fall bring a further equity market correction? Options volume robust despite dog days of August. Cboe and NASDAQ post near tie for most options traded. A tribute to a departing crypto journalist in John's take. And Jermall Chandler explores use case for straddles in the options term of the week. You can view this video with a link in today's newsletter or on johnlothiannews.com. Here's a story from the editorial board of the FT. Financial literacy, learn how, benefit later. The FT supports a new charity to improve public understanding of money. In Britain, a curious sense of pride attaches to admitting you are terrible at math. The consequences of poor numeracy skills are no laughing matter when it comes to managing money. The UK scores poorly for financial literacy. Half the population has low confidence in making decisions to do with money, according to research by the Financial Conduct Authority. Numerous studies link high levels of economic deprivation with low levels of financial understanding. Groups with the least know-how include those on low income, young people, women, and ethnic minorities. For those whose budgets leave little margin for error, a good financial decision could be transformative, a bad one catastrophic. My comment, financial literacy pays dividends. Here's a story from the Wall Street Journal. COVID-19 resurgent clouds business travel rebound. Companies were counting on corporate travelers to return this fall, but more businesses are keeping workers home. Companies are delaying sending employees back on the road this fall amid another surge in coronavirus cases. Airlines and hotels had hoped that business travel, one of the most lucrative pillars of their business, would start to bounce back in the coming months. These hopes are fading as the busy summer travel season peters out and the spread of the Delta variant of COVID-19 postpones some companies' plan to return to offices and resume in-person meetings and events. My comment, uncertainty is the new constant. Here's a story from the Financial Times. U.S. retail investors drive summer surge in stocks. J.P. Morgan warns of melt-up in stocks because of runaway demand. Record levels of stock buying by retail investors have helped to keep U.S. equities marching higher through the summer months and been the dominant force powering a relentless rally in the market, according to analysts at J.P. Morgan. My comment, the force is with retail and it is strong. Here's another story from the Wall Street Journal. Wallets are over. Your phone is everything now. Mobile payments replacing credit cards was just the start. Digital versions of your work ID, driver's license, and other card holdouts are coming to your smartphone. If you need someone to predict the future, Spike Ferenstein is your guy. In the summer of 1997, in the Seinfeld writer's room, Ferenstein boldly told Jerry Seinfeld that wallets were over. Jerry disagreed. This led to a wallet throwdown in which writers opened their wallets as it slowly dawned on them that they were carrying all this garbage everywhere every day. Mr. Ferenstein, an Emmy-nominated writer and producer on the show, told me. My comment, my wallet also no longer explodes. I have taken up the Michael Gorham approach of having just a small front pocket wallet. Once driver's licenses are in your phone, though, wallets will be a goner. Remember when people used to have pictures of their families in their wallets? Here are the top three stories from Friday's JLN. Our top story Friday was Reuters' China's new stock exchange plans fuel fears of a bourse war. Second was Bitcoin uses more electricity than many countries. How is that possible? From the New York Times. Third was the regulatory merger we all need, an opinion piece from the trade blog urging a merger of the SEC and the CFTC. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast. And if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a John Lothian newsletter subscriber, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day. Stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.